Preserving Buffalo's memories. StaffAnnouncer.com.
Well, this is all very exciting. We're going to get to Andy and Mike, and that's exciting, too, in and of itself, to have those two guys on. But we have a guest, and I was excited to have this guy. I was hoping. You heard me, right?
Yeah, I heard you on radio this afternoon. From about 2 o'clock on, you kept talking about it.
Yeah. Well, Marty Tamburon is here, and Marty, he got here. He's going to do some TV in a little bit. I don't want to waste your time, but you wanted to see the Hashioki tapes, and they are impressive, the stacks of tapes in the
There's
back.
There's huge stacks. I want to get my hands on it.
Now, did you know the years you played with Dominic that he was spending his time doing these karaoke tapes?
You should see him in the plane. That's all he does. He puts the karaoke in. No, I didn't know he was that good of a singer. That's really impressive. Really,
you want to
really
hear impressive. Some? Steve,
yeah.
Have you got some new Hashioki for Marty? I mean, the guy deserves it. He came over here. He's going to do TV.
Some pop.
Lady, my shadow.
With the eyelids.
To never have sunlight on your face.
Yeah.
You were content to let me shine. That's your way. You were always a step behind. So I was the one with all the glory.
All right, you get the point, right? Yeah. Very good. We can play the rest of that later. Now, what would it take for me to get you to sing along with Don?
That's not going to happen, okay. I'm telling you. I just got a guitar for my birthday, and I'm working on playing, but not the singing. The singing part will be in about 10 years.
Maybe you'll win a couple of Vezinas like Dom did, and you'll loosen up in this department.
Maybe I will, but now I'm still at zero, so I need about 6 or 7 of them to get to this point.
All right, good. So how you been? Has it been a good summer?
Good summer. Really exciting right now.
I bet.
It's 3 weeks away, and training camp will start. Last year, I wasn't in camp, so St. Catharines, South Carolina, mm-hmm. the whole chemistry, putting the team together that they did last year. Everybody talked about it. It was cool. It was a lot of fun, so I just can't wait for September 11th is the first day of camp. And right now, we're skating every day, so it's starting to look like the season is right around the corner.
Marty, things might be different for you this year, a little bit, like off the ice and on the ice, right? Are you ready for some of the stuff that comes with being Dominic Hasek's replacement, capital R?
Well, you know what was fun is I remember after my first year in Rochester, they had made some changes, and they said it was going to be a very much more exciting year for me as a goalie because I was going to get more and more playing time. And I feel that kind of feeling that I had that summer. I was excited about it. I was really anticipating a solid season. I wanted to prove that I can move up to the NHL level. And right now, it's kind of the same way. I want to prove that I can move up to being a standout goalie in this league. And it's the same feeling that I smell coming into the season. So I'm really excited about it.
How about your team? It's going to look different, not just with you in goal, but you've lost a lot of age, a lot of experience. And a lot of what I heard last year, Marty, was how important it was to have guys like Gilmore and Anderchuk and those guys who've been through the wars. It's a much different team age-wise, too, now.
Well, I think last year we needed that leadership because of all the off-ice stuff that happened with DePekka and all the other stuff that was surrounding the team. We needed that leadership from a lot of people. I think this year we're starting up back to this, you know, case one, and we're saying, well, now we made all the moves we needed to. We were bringing the guys to get the team together, and there'll be a captain, there'll be assistant captain, there'll be the leadership from the young guys, but it'll be totally different. There won't be any off-ice situation that will probably come along and bug the team around.
Have you talked to Dominic since or right before he left at all?
You know what? I left for Quebec City on July 1st, and that's the day that they made the move. So I haven't talked to him. I haven't, you know, seen him since then. I'm sure I'll probably see him during the season and get to talk to him a little bit, but I really didn't talk to him.
Well, as you might have been able to discern being a listener to the program, he is a friend of the show.
Oh, very much. Very much a good friend of the show.
He's on the line, actually. Would that be all right, Marty? Apparently, it says on the screen, you know, it says like Dave in Livonia, Mike in Rochester. It says Dominic in Detroit. So, Dominic, how are you?
I just want to, I have a quick question for Marty.
Go ahead.
I just think that the Sabres aren't going to be as good because you are not as good as me. And I think you are horrible. I think I will. I think Buffalo Sabres will not be as good. I was wondering what your questions or comments are on that. I will hang up and listen. Thank you.
The no nerve of that
this
guy.
This is awesome.
The nerve of that guy.
This is awesome. I mean, he's just a great friend. He's, you know what? I can't say enough about Dom. He's unbelievable.
We give him a hard time because he's gone. Basically, well, that's the kind of guys we are around here.
You guys,
it's good of him to call in, though.
I don't want to leave. I'll have a shadow following me around. There'll be Mike Shope and the afternoon show following me around.
Hey, how about this on the... Thank you, Dominic, for calling. I know he wanted to hear your response.
Staffannouncer.com.